News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jim Sheridan is, of course, one of Ireland's most acclaimed filmmakers, known for powerful stories like My Left Foot, In the Name of the Father, The Boxer, etc. His latest project, Recreation, is going to take on one of the country's most talked about murder cases, the 1996 killing of Sophie Toscan du Plantier. And the film premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival this week and has already sparked major reaction, particularly from Sophie's family, who say it is based on questionable evidence and could interfere with ongoing investigations. I caught up with Jim Sheridan a little bit before the show, and I started by asking him, what is it about the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier that keeps drawing him back?
I suppose it's a double injustice is what I feel now. I feel, you know, Sophie's murderer has never been found, or death has never been avenged. And a man who's probably 100% innocent has been castigated through life and had a horrible life and died a horrible death and has a horrible name. And I don't think he killed her, and there's not a shred of evidence to say he did.
And of course, the man you're speaking of is Ian Bailey, who is now dead. He was convicted in a court in France in 2019.
Yeah, that was a farce. Like, I'm kind of over dealing with this in a rational way, I'm sorry to say.
The family have said that they're very upset, and I know you said you didn't want to upset them. Were you prepared, though, for the possibility that you might?
Yeah, of course I was, yeah. Look, you know, everybody in the world has issues. I had a little brother who, you know, died in a children's hospital, and people named charities after the hospital without having to do with it. So, you know, I get upset. But, you know, you can't say because you're upset that you can, you know, okay, you can ruin another man's life, you know? I mean, I don't help see the equation, you know?
Okay.
That if there's no evidence.
You also did say that you're going to bring new insights or new evidence to light during the film. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, just stuff I've discovered, you know? I don't want to ruin the movie for everybody.
Okay.
You know, it'll be on in Ireland in September after we open in Galway. But it's not like it's not a question of, you know, people are upset.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure Ian Bailey's sister is upset that there was nobody at his funeral and that he had to die that ignominious way. I'm sure she's upset.
Well, I suppose Ian Bailey didn't do himself any favours either, Jim. Is that not fair to say? He courted publicity around the murder, around all of this in his own way. And obviously there's the history of domestic abuse and violence against women. He did have a history of violence against women.
Yeah, he has a history of violence against Jules Thomas. And
yeah,
it's not good. But let me pose this another way. If that history of violence was deliberately used to allow a real murderer escape, do you think that's right?
Representatives of the family have said, Jim, that they think the film is ethically questionable and might interfere with the ongoing Garda investigation. The Sophie Toscan du Plantier case has been referred to the Guards cold case unit, and there's an investigation apparently running, at least on some level. I mean, what do you say to that, that this film, because of its high profile, could it be that it would sway investigators, and could it be ethically questionable?
I think it was ethically questionable that O.J. Simpson got off because the glove didn't fit. But Ian Bailey has about 1,000 times more than he ever had. Like,
okay.
And I don't want to be saying all this because, like, I sound like the crazy guy who's questioning everything the poor police are doing. And, you know, in my mind, I was trying to assist.
As you say, you see this, you see the whole situation, but also the film is highlighting what, in your view, is a double injustice.
Yeah, I think the ethically questionable actions are by other people, not me.
Okay.
Well, most of the people who came out of Tribeca said, like, the film, you know, wasn't trying to solve a problem. It was trying to show you how prejudice can lead to a problem.
And that was film director of that film recreation about the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier there speaking to me a little bit earlier. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Alain Spillier, who is a lawyer representing the family of Sophie Toscan de Plantier. Good morning to you, Alain. I know you heard some of what Jim has to say. He's very much defending, I suppose, his film recreation, and he believes that it isn't just one injustice in the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier. There are two injustices, that of the treatment of Ian Bailey as well. What do you say to that?
Well, good morning to everybody. First of all, I haven't seen the movie yet, but Mr. Jean-Pierre Gazot, the uncle of Sophie and president of the association, raised the issue of questionable ethic. We feel that it is not relevant. It is not relevant to show a fictional movie at this point of time of the criminal investigation. This is such a large sensitive case in Ireland. There is, for a few years now, the investigation team, the serious crime review team, who are doing a huge work on this case, and it's not finished. So show a fictional movie, and I cannot comment on it yet, but was eventually an oriented purpose is not relevant. This is a general rule.
Okay.
What I think is that generally speaking, in a criminal investigation, perhaps it's much better to wait until the case is over before broadcasting any fictional movie.
So the timing you think is inappropriate. The family of Sophie, are they very upset by this film, this fictionalized representation?
Well, Jean-Pierre Gazot has expressed the opinion of some upset. It creates some confusing, and it's disturbing.
Jim Sheridan believes that Ian Bailey is 100% innocent, as he said there in that mm-hmm. interview. Is that something that Sophie's family would be open to hearing should a different suspect be identified, or should some change come from the investigation, or are they convinced of his guilt?
Well, you know, it's, as we said before, it's such a sensible moment. I don't think it's proper for us to say who did what on her at the moment. Ian Bailey has been sentenced in absentia in Paris by the criminal court.
Yeah, he was
Paris.
convicted in 2019 in absentia.
Absolutely. And if he had coming back to France, he would have deserved another trial.
Jim Sheridan said the trial in 2019 was a farce, is how he described it.
Excuse me?
Sorry, Jim Sheridan described that 2019 trial of Ian Bailey in absentia as a farce. He said it was...
Well, just wanted to state one thing. Ian Bailey was a French lawyer, made all recourses before the Court of Appeal of Paris and then before the Supreme Court of France to stop the judicial process in France. This judicial process in France was previously activated by a large cooperation between the guards, the Irish Garda and the French Garda and French inquiry judge. And Jan Bele lost his recourse. I pleaded myself before the Court of Appeal on the merits. He lost before the Court of Appeal. He lost before the Supreme Court. And then one year later, during the procedure in absentia, which is in conformity with the European law, he had the possibility to stay in Ireland and be represented by a lawyer, and by this French lawyer, or eventually an Irish lawyer too, present in court any argument. That was the right place to do that. Okay, but then this was the first judicial important step. Now the important step is, and that we are following, is this investigation, this criminal investigation. I want to take this opportunity to thank the guards for the huge work they're doing for the moment.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alain Spillier, lawyer representing the family of Sophie Toscan de Plantier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.